Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may have seen that yesterday MK Party released a statement saying that Dr. John Tlope is resigning from the JSC. The big question is, how will that affect the proceedings as we know them? On the line with us is Mpumelelo Zikalala, who is our resident legal expert. Thanks, Mpumelelo, again for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, and also good evening to your listeners.
Okay, let's take it back a little bit. So the court had said, well, Dr. Tlope cannot be sitting in those interviews for the judges that need to be appointed. So he sat out. But very quickly, and of course there was lots of debate about that, but very quickly, and you and I spoke about that, then very quickly the interviews started happening, because I think that's very important. The interviews started happening.
Yes.
Later on last night, an email came through to the media saying that they, as the MK Party, have sent a letter to the Speaker saying that Dr. Tlope has now resigned. He's not just sitting this out, but he's resigned from the JSC. What does that mean for the composition of the JSC? Because alongside that, as our colleagues were asking, a judge, Sisikhang Pepe, what this then means for the interview process. She says, well, we have not yet received an email from the Speaker, who is the person who is supposed to explain to us and tell us that this is what has happened, so that we now know whether to proceed or not. So therefore, we will proceed with day two of the interviews. I have this explanation because it murkies waters everywhere. The resignation of John Tlope means what for the composition of the JSC?
What we need to go back and check the six parliamentary members, or the members of parliament that comes from the National Assembly, and then say, do they come from the majority party, or do they come from the opposition? If at least three of those members come from the opposition, that means that the composition of people that are supposed to participate, it's competent. The JSC can be able to sit and take decisions, because the composition of it would have been such that it's been properly constituted. Now, there are two ways of looking at it. One would say, at the start of the interviews, all the designatees were there. Proper constitution of the JSC was done. We're going to continue with it. We're going to continue as if somebody for God forbid, has died. So we're not going to be held up against some of them passing away. We're going to continue with the interviews as such. The other way of looking at it is we want absolute compliance, so we don't find ourselves wanting. And one of the ways in which we're going to do it, we're going to stop these interviews now and simply continue in a normal manner. But another perspective that we must not forget is this one. In order for a judge to be removed as a judge in South Africa, there are a number of things that need to be done. And one of them, that there was no proper constitution of the JSC, is one of the things that have not been tested. I think it would be for the first time in which one of the individuals that would be able to challenge would then come to court and say, there's no properly constituted JSC, so in no manner in which this person was supposed to be appointed, I'm objecting to this individual being appointed as a judge.
Yeah, because that's probably where they were supposed to get clarity yesterday. But either way, they had not been formally informed by the Speaker. So in a way, there is nothing that they could have done until they got the Speaker to give a directive to Judge Khampepe.
Definitely, because they are going to say, All the names that we have in the composition or the establishment of the JSC is still proper to us.
Yeah.
We're simply continuing with the members that are present in a manner in which we would continue anyways had there been that there's one commissioner who can't attend today because they are ill, but we'll still continue with the interviews and take decisions which are going to be deemed as being competent by any court of law and anyone that would want to challenge that, which I think that's maybe the perspective they're going to take now, to say, at the time of us starting this JSC, we were properly constituted. Yes, along the way, there are a number of individuals that could not attend, including the resignation of one, but that's not going to impact the majority of the decisions which are going to be taken, because they have been taken after the full process and procedures have been followed.
Except that, Mpumelelo, it's exactly the argument that the MK Party has always had, to say, if it's not a thing that Judge Tlope cannot influence what happens in the interviews, like others are saying, well, just carry on. it was never going to be a thing if he was still part of the JSC, because it's just one individual.
That may be correct in the composition of the JSC, but when it comes to participation, it's something else. Mm. So there must be a distinction between the two, because at the formation of the JSC, have you properly constituted the JSC? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
At the JSC occupying or executing its mandate, is it still constituted properly? The answer is yes, but there's a bit of a challenge with the quorum. With the challenge of the quorum, does it have the impact of nullifying all the decisions which are going to be taken? It depends on how safe the JSC want to play it. If they're going to say, in previous occasions, there have been instances in which commissioners have been missing and we're still okay with it,
mm-hmm.
we continue nonetheless. Or we want to make sure that we're absolutely correct in this time. Let's stop these interviews up until we are properly constituted in terms of the participation process, and then you can be able to continue from there. But I think in weighing the two prongs and the steps which are required in order for you to say judge is no longer a judge, I think they will continue with the one of saying we'll continue nonetheless, because the majority of the members that are supposed to be here are indeed here.
Well, we also know that this is not just another commissioner, and he's not just another commissioner from another party. He's from an MK party. And so when we look at the modus operandi of Jacob Zuma or the party itself, clearly there must have been some thought behind him resigning, not just sitting out the interviews. My sense is that it's quite deliberately to delay the processes, because they didn't like the idea that anyway he had to be excused.
It could be so. I think we can't wish away that idea. It could be so, but I don't think it's an idea that is effective or strategy which is effective enough, taking into account that they may be able to continue without you being there. But most importantly for me is this one: you have a Part B that is pending in court.
Yes.
You are not going to be able to participate in that Part B if the relief which is being sought can no longer be implemented by the court.
Mm.
So what's the basis of the rationale coming to defend yourself in terms of saying the Speaker does not have any powers to apply any discretion to the members that are being seconded or being given by members of Parliament? Which I think for me, maybe that should have been a much more important fight, because it's going to have a ripple effect. What we stand now is an order of the court, the interim as it might sound, that says, Speaker, I'm giving you powers in order to apply discretion. So the next time there's a certain party that says, we want to send this person to this particular committee, the Speaker will be expected to have discretion, which I don't know where the source of that discretion will come from, to say, I don't think that you are the appropriate individual to sit in this committee. If you have a dispute with me, take me to court. And it's only then in which, after receiving a court order, I'll then change my mind.
So the Parliament would have then had to sit again to appoint another member, right?
Yes, definitely.
And
it has to be consensus between all the parliamentarians that are there. So it has to be a majority vote. So it's not a process that can happen overnight. It's a process that has to happen after proper and adequate notice has been given. You may find that some members would say, let's debate about it. We want to see what the views are. And then after the debate, we'll go into a vote and only decide whether this is the appropriate individual to go to the JSC or not.
Mm. If the MK party does not appoint or nominate their own individual to JSC, then what?
Then it would depend on the rules of Parliament as to what exactly what's the discretion of the National Assembly is. But if you look at the wording of the what is written in the Constitution, it says majority party and all the other party members that are there.
Mm.
My mind is telling me that if the MK party is saying that we'll pass on this one, then it should be passed over to another party with not the majority, so that you're able to meet the minority party type of description and the minimum numbers that have to be met on their side.
Could they challenge this current process that's underway right now, the interview process, and say, well, fine, you guys anyway didn't want our candidate. We now have offered you another, which may be sworn in or somebody who's already there. And could they then say, we want the process to start all over again? Will that be legitimate?
They could go to court to say that, but then the distinction is going to be made in terms of the constitution of what constituted the JSC as a committee, what constituted the JSC as a committee that can be able to take decisions and let the majority decisions being implemented. So if you then go back to court and say it was not constituted properly, then you're going to have a very difficult task because there was a process that was followed. If you look at all the names that should be there, in terms of ticking those boxes, you're going to tick the majority, including the number of individuals which are required from Parliament. But it is when the committee has to sit in which you then have a problem because one of the members cannot participate. They are not removed as members. It's just relates to the participation. From a rational point of view, then says, when it doesn't make sense for me to be included as a committee member and yet I'm not able to participate, it defeats the whole purpose. But at the end of the day, from a technical legal basis, you are still properly constituted and you should have stayed and up until those legal battles are done and dusted. So if you're going to challenge the legality of the sitting of the JSC and the decisions that have been taken, then it's going to be a difficult task because the constitution of the JSC was done in a proper manner.
All right. Well, obviously, keep an eye on this one very closely. Thanks very much for that, legal expert Mpumelelo Zikalala. And as you know, lots of moving parts here. So we'll keep an eye on this one and obviously revert back to him very soon. Thanks very much for that. 086-00-00959. Voice notes on 063-688-0959. You heard earlier on from George Majila from Tshwane, their caucus leader in Tshwane ANC. And I don't know whether you were reading what I was reading into that conversation, but it does seem like there has now been a deal between themselves and Action SA. They have not fielded a candidate from what it sounds like. My gut feel is that we will see the deputy mayor take up the reins as the mayor. So we'll... Yeah, it's interesting times. And Helen Zilla, I don't think she's going to take this lying down. So we'll see how what happens in Tshwane may affect the GNU and how at national level, not only the DA, but how the ANC itself responds to this. You've heard before Gauteng saying, no, we take our directives from the NWC. We don't make our own decisions. You know, they've always obviously been accused of doing their own thing. And they're saying that's not true. We don't do our own thing. In fact, we take directives from the NWC. So we'll see. We'll see. Interesting times, as I said. 086-00-00959. Call us. Let me know what you think.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.